Chapter 63. Manfred Steiner sat at his desk. His hands lay on the blotter before him, one thumb wearing a turban of crisp white bandage. His only movement was the steady beat of a pulse in his throat, and a nerve that fluttered in one eyelid. He was deathly pale, and a light sheen of perspiration gave his features the look of having been sculptured from washed marble. The volume of the radio was turned high, so the voice of the announcer boomed and reverberated from the panelled walls. The climax of the drama was reached at 11:45 South African time, when the president of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange declared the floor closed and all further trading suspended. Latest reports from the Tokyo Stock Exchange are that Sonderditch gold mining shares were being traded at the equivalent of R4.40. This compares with the morning's opening price of the same share on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange of R9.45. A spokesman for the South African government stated that although no reason for these extraordinary price fluctuations was apparent, the Minister of Mines, Dr. Carol de Wet, had ordered a full-scale commission of inquiry. Manfred Steiner stood up from his desk and went through into the bathroom. With his flair for figures, he did not need pen and paper to compute that the shares he had purchased that morning had depreciated in value by well over 1 million rand at the close of business that evening. He knelt on the tiled floor in front of the toilet bowl and vomited.